Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Glory be to him who has given us life and given us God's presence. Glory, glory, glory. God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. Oh glory, 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 oh glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ah, God, oh God, oh God. You're wonderful, God. You're merciful, God. You are He. Because riches up out of my recall. You are He, God. Sunday, oh, see, I am. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Oh, God. I feel you in this place already. I feel you in this place already. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you and I thank you. Woo, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah to everybody out there. Oh, glory, glory, glory. I want to thank everybody for coming to see us another day. Right here on Apostle Jesus, House of Prophecy. I am your host, AJ C, and I'm going to see you until the day. God, I thank you this morning. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. You know, sometimes, but most of the time, I wake up, I'm just happy about God. And this morning, I'm happy about God. See, what you got to know in your spirit is that when you are in need, God is your supplier. Oh, my God. When you have a pain, God is your healer. Oh, my God, my God. See, you guys getting up, you just getting started. But I've been up since 4:30, and I'm ready to go right now. Oh, God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Oh, God. Okay, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. It is a beautiful day outside. It's a wonderful day to be alive. I tell you, every morning when I wake up, when I open those eyes of mine, I say, God, thank you again. Thank you again because you woke me up another morning. You gave me another chance to try it. I might have did something wrong yesterday, but God, I'm going to try it all over again today and see if I can't get it right. Not for me, but for you, God, because I'm a representative of who you are, God. Oh, God, I tell you. See, sometimes we start to realize that this is another chance. This right here, this day, is a gift. This day is a gift for you and for me. Because some people didn't wake up this morning. Some people didn't make it through another day. I just had a friend of mine told me the other day that one of her relatives, a nephew, they got shot 9 times. The nephew got shot 9 times. But God, oh my God, but God kept him alive. Don't you know you get shot 9 times? You are certain to die in most cases. But because somebody prayed for him, because somebody had laid up a tear on your for their care, God saw fit to let him out have another day. I tell you, what you got to understand today is that God is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. My God, my God. I know you wasn't expecting a apostle to come out here going crazy. I know you wasn't expecting it. But what you got to understand is that God gets all the glory. Today I sit before you thanksgiving. I'm thanking God that everybody on Blog Talk Radio has been coming and has been visiting the site. Just to hear this old guy right here with nothing but God. And I thank God for allowing me a chance to come before you and breathe the life into you that he has already breathed into me. I want to thank everybody on YouTube and Facebook that comes by and visits and this said time from time to time. Please, when you get a chance, leave a message. Let a brother know that you're out there. Believe me, if I come by your by there to see you, I'm going to definitely let you know I'm out there, because I know that I'm here to encourage you, and you encourage me. We encourage one another in the gospel today. Oh, my God, my God. So today, I'm full of thanks. And what you got to understand is I'm not the type of joker that I'm full of thanks all the time. But I'm extra thankful today. I'm extra thankful because whenever God is pouring on me, I'm thankful that he's even taking notice of me. Ah, God, can you hear what I'm saying to you? If he's pouring on you, see, he's thankful that he's taking notice of you. Some people, he ain't even pouring on them. Some people, he don't even care about. Some people, he's out there saying, okay, you turned your back. And I ain't got nothing to say till you turn around. But God, don't you know that even when you turn back around, he's going to be right there with his arms open saying, come to me, child. Come to me, son. Come to me, daughter. Because God is a lover of the saints. Oh, I tell you, a lot of people don't realize that it's not that God is angry at you. He's angry at the sin that you continually do. See, it's not that he don't love you, but he hates the sin that you're in. See, you got to realize he's not a man that can lie. So that means he can't go against his own word. For nobody or nothing, he can't go against his own word. So if he said it, it's so. That doesn't stop his love for you. God loves you regardless of what you do. He loves you. No matter what sin you've done, he loves you. All he's ready for you to do is ask for forgiveness and mean it. And he's going to take you back. And guess what? When he takes you back, he's not saying, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. He said, I'm taking you back just as you are. If you ask God to forgive you right now, everything that you did, he'll throw it into the sea of forgiveness. Because he's that good of a God. He's that good of a provider. He's that good of a love. He's better than a husband or a wife. He's the greatest love of all. What you got to know today is I'm just happy in the Lord. And I came here today to encourage somebody. Somebody out there is hurting. And I don't mean anybody. I mean somebody is hurting in their hearts. Somebody's heart has been broken. Somebody has lost somebody. Somebody out there needs a hug. See, you think you need a shoulder to lean on from John or Minnie. But you need a shoulder like God. God got shoulders so big and so broad that he can lay 2-3 hairs on each arm. God is just that big. See, you don't need to sit back and be asking people what to do. Ask God what to do. And he'll give you the answers. He'll answer that question that you've been asking yourself. Should I do this? Should I do that? He'll give you a sight to see things that unseen to the world. He'll show to you because God is. God is the he who has lifted you up out of the miry clay. God is he who has given you back from the enemy. God is. Willing to love you beyond any boundaries. See, some people put boundaries on their love. I love you if you give me this. I love you if you got that. I take you if you got this. I'll give you a chance. I ain't never seen that. Not in the house of God. That's not how it works. Whoever you are, God loves you for you. Now, I am, like I said the first time, God don't like your sin, but he loves you. You know, we as saints start to understand that God had a love greater than any love that you could ever have. God has a love, and it's called agape love. It's a love that transcends situations. It's a love that transcends understanding. It's a love that transcends sin. See, God has a love even greater than a parent. See, God is the God that said, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Ah, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll never tell you one thing and then do another. He won't lift you up one day and put you down the next day. God don't do that. God loves you unadulterated. Ah. Let me talk to somebody real quick, and I'm going to be out your way, because the day is that day. I need to scream and holler. I need to shout. I need to let some of this stuff out, because God is a rescuer. God comes to your rescue whenever you call. You ain't got to be right, but God will come to your rescue. You ain't got to be in good standing, and God will come to your rescue. See, some people needed you to be in a certain place in order for them to come to your rescue. Not God. Not so. He loves you no matter where you are. What does that mean? Well, I'm a father. And to be honest with you, I'm still learning how to be a father. And what I mean by that is I'm still learning how to carry the love, the agape love that God has, and be the right father. See, I can't be the father that forgives you for everything and expect nothing from you. I need you to meet me halfway. I need you to give as well as you get. That's how God is. God says, okay, I'm going to give you back your life, but I expect something from you. God doesn't expect something from you. Yes, he do. He expects your praises. He expects your love back. Don't love him halfway. He'll love you halfway. Don't love him partial away. He'll love you partial away. Don't give him a quarter of your day. Give him the whole day, because he's giving you the whole day. His whole day is he's sitting there thinking about you. See, that's where we go wrong. We think that, okay, I can bring God out on Christmas when I need some extra money to buy some gifts for the kids. I can bring God out on Monday or Sunday, but Friday night I gotta go to the club, so I can't have God when I get to the club. I can bring God out on Thursday, cause I'm gonna sneak out to see a good old movie, and I need to be covered up in my ride. But on the way back, when I'm having my little lean party, I ain't gonna call God. God don't do that to you. God don't pick and choose when he gonna love you. He loves you all the time. Oh, I got to call on God right now because my body hurts. Oh, but God said, I was there when you was well. I was there when you had money in your pocket. I was there all the time. Am I getting beside myself already? Am I getting too full of myself already? Am I acting like a fool already? Well, I may be. But I'm a fool for the Lord. I'm a fool for God. I'm a fool for Jesus. Today I'm going to tell somebody that it's okay to need the Lord. It's okay to need more time. It's okay to need things from God, because he's going to give it to you. He wants to give it to you. All you got to do is be in place to receive it. See, you can't be over there in one place and then ask you God for something over here. You can, your spirit got to be over here with God. Your spirit got to be in line with God. Your spirit got to be open to receive from God. So as you feed in the natural man and not feed the spiritual man, then God can't feed you. My God. Can you catch that? If you feed in the natural man, but you're not feeding the spiritual man, God can't feed you. Because it comes to the spirit to answer the questions of the natural. My God. Today, no matter where you at, no matter what you've done, no matter who laying right beside you in bed right now, no matter where you got to go or where you're coming from, God is here waiting on you. Wherever you are, speak these words with me and know that God is. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you, God, asking you to forgive me of all my sins. You'll take me back into your fold. Cleanse me, because I believe you died on Calvary for me, and you rose with all power in your hand, so that I may be free from all sin and shame in the name of Jesus. Lord, if you do this for me today, I'll follow you all of my life. If you said that prayer with me, if you believed in your heart with me that the words you just spoke were of truth and of life, then God can, God will do for you what he's done for me. God will give you back all the time that you lost, all the time that you were stuck, all the time that you couldn't get fed, all the time that you couldn't live. He'll give you back all those wasted hours in the alcohol place, all those wasted times in the drug house, all that wasted time you spent on that no good man or that no good woman. He'll give you back that time. So today, I want to tell somebody out there that it's okay to need God. It's okay to want God, because God is waiting on you. He's there to give you whatever you need, whatever you ask in Jesus' name, he shall do for you. If you come to him, come to him humbly. Come to him as the king he is. Come to him as the counselor he is. Come to him and know that you are cold from this world. Know that your heart has been hardened from this world. That the blackness that you see is not the truth. Today, I want you to know right now that God is the true and living God. And he's ready to give you. He's ready to help you. But you got to be ready to change. You got to be ready to be renewed. You got to be ready to be revived. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that God is. And once you come to that place, once you come into that position, once you realize in your heart that God is, he can start the transformation. He can start you to move. He can start making a difference in your life. I need to pause for a second. And the reason why I'm pausing, I got to tell everybody on Blog Talk Radio that I want to thank you for visiting with us. We're going to be shut off in a few minutes from you guys, but we're going to keep praising God right here. We're going to keep praising God right here at the same station. We're going to keep praising God, letting God know who he is in our life. If you want to see this video in its entirety, I'm going to probably post it on Facebook. I'm not going to keep this just inside on Zeno FM. But if you can't get to Facebook or YouTube, go to Zeno FM, AJ Ministries, House of Prophecy, H-O-P. And you can hear it in its entirety from there. So when we get cut off, I want to just say thank you guys from Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for visiting. For those of you that are going to be with us You got to understand that this day is a celebration. This day, we have to be elated for God. We got to have a zeal to chase God. We got to be able to say to God, through all the strength, through all the stress, God, this